This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. We're heading back into America's story, as I understand it. Today, I'm going to begin with a personal anecdotal moment from my youthful days growing up in Ohio. I spent my 11th year in the Cleveland bedroom community of Parma, 10 miles due south of the big city. When we pulled out of our subdivision and headed north, I could, on a clear day, and for a few brief seconds, see the faint outline of downtown Cleveland skyline. But the thrill only lasted for 3 or 4 seconds, and I found myself wanting more of that steel and concrete wonder. Just up the street from our house, a tall, spindly tree sitting on a vacant lot kept calling out my name. I had walked by it countless times and studied its lines. Some of the branches near the tree's top were vacant of leaves. One clear-as-a-bell day, I worked up the nerve to conquer that tree. Grabbing a low limb, I pulled myself up. Branch by tenuous branch, I made my way upwards, careful to stay close to the tree's trunk should something beneath me give way. Up and up I ascended until I cleared the last set of branches with leaves. I looked up. The leafless branches became smaller, yet above me, I could see my way to another 15 feet. Carefully, gingerly, I moved, tightly hugging what was left of the shrinking trunk of the tree. I found my way to another 10 feet, but no more. I dare not risk clambering any higher. I took a deep breath and turned my eyes northward. There she was, in all her glory. Terminal Tower at 52 stories and 708 feet. In 1962, the second tallest building in North America, second only to the Empire State Building. Fixing my eyes on the prize, I gripped the tree tightly and held on. The slender, delicate hardwood swayed slowly back and forth as I clung. I studied that marvelous man-made concrete structure. I contemplated it. I scrutinized its every distant line. I drank in the image. I wanted to remember this moment forever because I knew that I would never dare climb this tree again. 50 years later, I can still see that vision in my mind. The bright, sun-drenched, pale blue sky, a few fluffy cumulus clouds drifting, and in the distance, the glorious Terminal Tower and her adjoining buildings. Beyond the tower complex, framing the now seared image, rolled the darker blue of Lake Erie's waters, extending to the horizon. Not wanting to descend, I lingered for a little while longer. Then, reluctantly, my foot began its search for the next lowest branch. I eased down, released the grip of one hand, and searched for another hold. Branch by tender branch, step by gentle step, I found my way back to the green grass of the vacant lot just up the street from my house. Why do I tell this story? Well, this story is about arriving at a vantage point and observing a panoramic scene. But I had to make an investment. I had to climb that tree. My telling of America's story, as I understand it, is no different. Through many years of reading and study and research, I have come to a particular vantage point. I am viewing the past, well, America's past, that is, from a certain place. That's why I always qualify my telling of the story with, as I understand it. By listening to me tell the story, as I understand it, you have joined me at my vantage point, at least for the few minutes it takes you to listen to each podcast. By looking at the records of history from my vantage point, here is what we have discovered so far. America grew out of Christian DNA, with numerous Christian groups coming to our shores for religious freedom and liberty of conscience. Puritan John Winthrop had a vision for a city on a hill. The Puritans didn't quite handle the self-government thing as well as they should have, with their implemented legalistic practices. Nevertheless, their core beliefs about God and man were sound, at least according to my assessment. More of America's story, as I understand it, coming up. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.